It's 85 degrees and a bit cloudy in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville's Metro Council voted last night to pass new regulations on data centers during the second of three required readings. Those proposed regulations include new zoning rules, a ban on large data centers, and buffer zones between data centers and sensitive sites like schools, daycares, and parks. Hundreds of residents showed up to support limits on new construction. People began filing into the Metro Courthouse late afternoon to get tickets to speak in front of the council many hours later. Adam Nicholson is from South Nashville. He's worried about pollution and water.
The consumption of fresh water and energy, the toll it takes on our grid and on our water supply isn't sustainable. And I think this regulation is a great step in the right direction to say this industry needs to be reined in.
The public hearing stretched past midnight as nearly 200 people spoke. Ultimately, Metro Council pressed forward with the legislation. The final vote on new regulations for data centers is scheduled for July 21st. The council also passed Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's latest legislation on the first of three readings. The mayor is seeking eminent domain on a property to effectively halt a data center project planned near the Nashville Zoo. Also last night, Metro Council passed a resolution meant to increase safety on public transit in Nashville. The agreement between WeGo and Metro Police calls for more police patrols on buses and in transit centers. The measure passed by a vote of 23-3 with three abstentions. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. We'll be back with more local news at 5:32.